Screenplay commencing in 3, 2, 1.
I'm Stephen Dornbos.
And I'm Eric Ritterby.
And if you're a fan of movies like we are, you've seen a lot of movies over the years. We've had CGI characters like from Gollum in Lord of the Rings, and we've had like the Hulk in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And there's, you know, they were pretty good in my opinion. Pretty realistic, I guess, for the story. What did you think about those things?
They get better and better, obviously, as the years go on.
And the technology progresses.
Yeah.
And there have been some not so successful attempts, in my opinion, like Rogue One, Tarkin. That's one I like to hit a lot. You think it looks great. I feel like I'm looking at dead eyes over there.
Listen, I think it looks as good as you can get a human to realistically look at this point right now.
Yeah, it just didn't sell 100% for me. It was kind of the uncanny valley, as they call it.
I wish they just didn't do a CGI character.
They could have just done another actor. Exactly.
Exactly.
Now, something else, sore point for you maybe, Yoda CGI versus the puppet Yoda. I mean, I think the puppet works a lot better.
Oh, see, I disagree with you. I love the CGI Yoda.
Really?
Yep, I love him to death. He just looks phenomenal.
I don't know. I was looking at Attack of the Clones, and maybe it's because of the HD, but he just looked, there's no depth to his skin and all that stuff.
The only thing I would say to that, I would counteract that argument
What's your counterpoint, sir?
That was 18 years ago.
Yes, and so was Lord of the Rings.
So,
you know, Lord of the Rings, Gollum still looks fantastic.
Okay. Even today, I don't know about that.
That's precious. Yeah. It's fantastic. So anyway, Call of the Wild is why I bring this up, because I watched that movie, and it's got the CGI-ish dog. He's at times a real dog, but then they CGI, obviously, emotions and other things into this dog.
I thought it was CGI the entire time.
I don't know. I mean, there's possibly a reason they did full CGI for the dog, because A, you want a character on screen that can act, but as a CGI dog, it looks less realistic during like some of the more violent scenes in the movie involving the dog, and the dog's pulling the sleighs. I'm sure people would protest if it was a real dog.
Don't dogs pull sleighs anymore?
I don't
sleds?
Know.
Sleighs.
Sleighs, sleds.
So let me ask you this. I didn't see the movie. Does the dog talk in the movie?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Just expressive.
Just expressive.
And it worked. It worked for what it was.
Don't you think, though, they could have just cast the real dog in the role?
I think they could have. I think they could have used, like, you know, that babe technology where they just manipulate the eyes or whatever. Remember, like they did for the pig, they made him talk and did the eyes a bit. That would have worked.
I mean, I think I'm like you. I grew up with movies like Lassie and Benji, especially the Benji movies, where it was a real dog and it worked great.
They've done Call of the Wild before with a real dog.
Yeah. That's true, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, maybe it was to make Harrison Ford look more animated. Oh, I'm kidding. He was great.
Screenplay on AFN.